With junior high comes newfound freedom. For seventh grader Mary LaPique, this means being able to hang out with her friends and have mischievous fun. Now that Mary is older, she can go out with her friends without supervision and have the time of her life. "I like living like there's no tomorrow," Mary said. According to Mary, places like Brookside and the movies are the local haunts for seventh graders. They enjoy causing minor trouble and love gathering in groups. The newfound freedom is something that is not only fun, but a learning experience. "It helps me prepare for high school," Mary said. This interview discusses what junior high students enjoy doing now that they have gained new freedom and responsibility. What fun things are you allowed to do now that you're a seventh grader?
Go out with my friends to Brookside and maybe go to the movies or just do fun things, I guess, like sometimes pranks and sleepovers and stuff like that. Brookside is the main hangout. Well, I remember one time I was with my friends. It was a half day and we were over at Brookside and we found out from somebody else that goes to her school that somebody had stolen a pair of glasses that was an eighth grader, and they didn't get caught. And when we went into CVS where they had gotten them, the cashier and at the registers were all like looking at us, and it was just kind of awkward, but it was funny though.
Because Brookside is so close to home, many seventh graders are allowed to go as long as they check in with their parents.
There's no real curfew. Well, I mean, I shouldn't say that, because my parents will just tell me, you know, call at a certain time.
Another type of freedom Mary has found is having a cell phone, which she uses to chat with her friends.
I was texting a guy, and I was pretending to be his crush, and it was kind of funny, because he actually believed me, but it was off of my friend's mom's phone. So, but I told him later that day that it was really me. One of the things that we do is probably pranks. Last week, my friends and I went TPing, and we TPed this one kid, and because our neighbor came home, we came back later at 4:30 in the morning, and we finished TPing. Then the next day, his mom emailed my friend's mom and said that she threatened to call the cops next time we TP'd their house.
So has pulling pranks like that ever gotten you in actual trouble?
No, not really.
Does anyone date in your grade?
Yes, there are a lot of people that date in my grade. I mean, that doesn't include me, but yeah, a majority do.
So what exactly is a relationship like when hanging out with a group?
There really is no, like, alone time, I guess you could say. We all just really hang out.
And is that kind of part of the fun, hanging out in a big group, having people's boyfriends along?
Yeah, because it's kind of funny to talk to them, and, you know, because everybody's friends.
Mary believes that having freedom benefits her life.
Helps me prepare for high school and eventually living on my own.
In closing words, Mary has this to say.
You like to go out? I like living like there's no tomorrow.